Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and we're on location at St. Francis de Sales Parish in Newark, Ohio. And with me today is Ed Watson. Welcome, Ed.
Thanks, Father.
Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord God, we just give you thanks for this time together. We ask, O Lord, that you bless our listeners, hear and answer all of their needs, which we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Ed, before we go, what do you do here at St. Francis?
You know, Father, my job is to make myself less valuable every day, less necessary. I'm the vice principal here at St. Francis, and so I assist our principal, Sally Mummy, with the normal administrative duties. I help with discipline. I help support the teachers. It changes every day.
Oh, excellent. Well, as we kind of start out on this conversation, it's always good to hear kind of how you came to know the Lord and meet the Lord. And if I'm not mistaken, when I was here at St. Francis as a parochial vicar, is about the time when you came into the church, if I'm not mistaken.
So I started working here at St. Francis at that time, and my wife joined the RCIA class. I think just gotten married right around that time.
Yeah.
So. For me, I was raised by my grandmother and my grandfather here in Newark, Ohio. I came to Newark when I was probably 6 or 7 years old, and St. Francis was the school of choice for us. And just growing up, living the faith was not something that was optional. We were attending Mass on Sundays. My grandfather was a lector. I was an altar server, and the church was the hub of the community. And I went through St. Francis, and I went to Newark Catholic. I had excellent teachers and excellent examples at both schools, they engendered a real love of the faith and a real love of the Lord. When I was in college, I would love to say that firm foundation never shifted for me. But as with many people, the temptations were strong. But I just remember waking up one morning on a Sunday and putting my feet on the ground. And I was like, well, got to go to church. It's not something that God needs. It's something that I need and I need to do and need to be faithful to. I just kind of kept... kept going. I had stronger moments and I had weaker moments, but the foundation that I had in my family and in my Catholic education helped to keep me strong. And then when it came time to find a job, I was fortunate enough to work at Holy Trinity School in Somerset, Ohio. We had the opportunity for daily Mass there. And then an opportunity came to work at St. Francis. And, it's been a wild ride. I would say that the invitation that Father Sizemore has given the staff and given the community for a deepening of the faith, to get back to basics through Alpha, to get into prayer groups, to get into Eucharistic adoration, to bring it all together has really been wonderful. I'll be honest with you, Father Adam, I was a little bit hesitant at first, in my 30s, I've been Catholic my whole life. What is this new thing that you're going to offer us? And the answer is, it's nothing new. Like it's the practical daily application of all the things that we've grown up learning. Having a well-established, informed prayer life. Going to Scripture and allowing the Lord to speak with you. Like the secret is there's no secret. At least that's my experience, Father.
Yeah. In your role as vice principal, I think how, and especially I think the work with the students is, how do you try to emulate that spirit both of the parish, this kind of mission of making disciples, but also I think from your own experience of a Catholic foundation that you that kind of enabled you to proceed in the faith. How do you kind of do that with your students and your kind of day-to-day interactions with them?
So today it was interrupting a class. I try to be present as often as possible, and there are times that when I enter a classroom, you know, I just kind of hang back and I watch and listen to what the kids are learning. And there are times that the teachers allow the students to ask, you know, the questions that they have. And so I interrupted the science class today in the junior high. Interrupted. I visited the science class in the junior high. And, the teacher said, hey, one of the kids has a question, you know, do all Christians go to heaven? You know, and so it's this opportunity for dialogue. Well, you know, do all Catholics go to heaven? Like, do, you know, what are the things that we know that allow us the possibility to enter into the beatific vision? And so we talk about that, and, you know, that leads us to another conversation. And then all of a sudden we're talking about St. Maria Goretti and the life that she led, and how the man who had been guilty of her murder is now has the cause of his I've forgotten the word,
canonization,
you know, opened, so that, you know, she was so staunchly against against the possibility of mortal sin, and it was her witness that allowed for his conversion. And what is that like now for us? You know, how does that fall in? And it's just this great opportunity for dialogue. I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure what it is, but that's the crux of a lot of the conversations that we have, is the practical living of the faith.
Yeah, if you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship on location at St. Francis de Sales in Newark. With me today is Ed Watson, the vice principal of St. Francis de Sales Elementary. I think, Ed, that that's really, I mean, part of being a disciple and a disciple maker is this kind of openness to have these sort of conversations and to be drawn into conversations. Part of it, I think, is also in not just, you know, like in your case, in an official capacity where you're brought into the conversation in class, but, you know, how many people do we interact with in a given day that, you know, there are conversations to be had that might go down the road to us presenting the gospel to them?
Well, I mean, I think it's something we need to be prepared for. You know, we got to know our faith, but we also can't be fake about it. I mean, you know, Patrick Madrid, when he talks to people, you know, he's very knowledgeable. He's very calm in his presentation. And then if he doesn't know something, you know, or if he advises people, if you don't know something, you know, don't just make it up. You know, just tell them, hey, I'm not quite sure. Let me get back to you and we'll figure it out. And then actually do that. And then the other piece here is, you know, you strive to live, and I, as imperfectly as any person could, you know, that's how I do it. I try every day, you know, but, you know, when we're doing adoration, as we're going to do this afternoon with our students, you know, our posture, you know, the reverence that we attempt to bring, you know, it's interior, it's personal, but it also is a witness to other people. And so, you know, the way that we genuflect, you know, the way that we bring in, you know, reverent music, you know, incense, things of that nature, it draws students in to the greatest degree possible. And, you know, the first time that they go to adoration, you know, there might be, you know, especially some of our younger students, of course, there's going to be distraction. They don't have the endurance to go and do it, but it's by providing those opportunities, by providing those incidentals that draw them deeper into the experience that extends their opportunity and their ability to encounter the Lord in a real way.
And we've talked about the renewal here in the parish with Father Sizemore and the leadership team and what the Lord is doing here in the parish. How have you seen kind of a renewal in the school? Because you've been in the school now for a number of years, and certainly before Father Sizemore.
So I would say that the work that Father Sizemore has done is only possible because of the foundation that was, you know, and the tradition that we have at St. Francis. We have had fabulous, you know, pastors. I mean, you were here on our staff. We had Father Penhallerick, we had Father Sullivan, we had Father Hatfield for a while as a visiting priest, and each priest brings their own charisms and their own vision. And you know, even before that, we had Father Dean, and, you know, there are there is a strong vein of tradition here at St. Francis in the Newark community, and at Blessed Sacrament too. I mean, you have these people who desire more. You know, they want more of the Lord. They want more for their children. They want more for their families. And so, without that foundation, I think that that's it. I think the change has been this intentional and unwavering invitation that Father Sizemore has brought. You know, it's not implied. You know, he's explicit with the things that he wants. I mean, you know, he refers to, you know, we don't want to just be pew sitters. I forget one of his first homilies, he talks about, you know, do you want to be driving the lawnmower of the faith life, or do you want to be riding in the Ferrari of the faith life? Like, what's going to get you where you're going? But he does it in a way that's not accusatory. It's not coming from anybody's holier than thou kind of thing. It's this, we're on a journey together, and let's go together. And wherever we are is where we start. And but we're all seeking to answer that universal call to holiness. And I think that that's the big difference, is that constant invitation.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Ed, for joining us. Let's end with the prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we ask that you really inspire us and bring the renewal of the gift of your Holy Spirit into our own hearts, that we might respond generously to this call to holiness. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and we're on location here at St. Francis de Sales in Newark. With me today has been the Vice Principal of St. Francis Elementary, Ed Watson. Ed, thank you so much.
Thank you, Father.
And until next time, peace and all good.